Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Beaver.
Hi, Jack. You're kind of a little late in getting home tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, kind of a little. Why, were you waiting for me?
Well, no, sir. Well, I was just sitting here on the stairs.
Oh.
Dad?
Yeah, do you want something?
Do you know how much a new canoe would cost?
Oh, no, it's been a long time since I owned a canoe, Beaver.
Well, I looked into it, and I found out they cost $200.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be about the going price.
Well, that if a guy could get one for $25, it'd be a real bargain, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if a guy could get one for that, that'd be a good bargain.
Well, it isn't exactly a new one. Well, it's sort of a, new used one.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, the bargain would depend on just how used the new used canoe was.
Well, it belongs to Mr. Peterson down at the lake. Well, it's a real safe canoe, because he's rented it out for 3 years and nobody's ever drowned it yet.
Oh. Well, then you're the one who's interested in buying a canoe, huh?
Well, yes, sir, sort of. And if I had a canoe, I could go fishing in it and play Indians. And you always told me how much fun you had with a canoe when you were a kid. Couldn't I buy it, huh, Dad?
Well, Beaver, I know Mr. Peterson wouldn't sell you anything that wasn't right. And I think you're probably old enough now. But where'd you expect to get $25?
Well, I thought maybe you'd have an idea about that, too.
Beaver, every time you want something, do you expect me to just hand over the money?
Oh, gee, no, sir. I got over expecting that, well, about 3 years ago. I figured maybe you and me could figure out some way I could earn it.
Oh, all right. Fine. Tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. You earn half the money, and I'll give you the other half.
Gee, Dad, that'd be neat. And I'll see Mr. Peterson tomorrow and tell him not to sell a canoe to any other little creeps. Hi, dear.
Hi.
Well, Beaver, what's this about a canoe?
Oh, me and Dad just made a deal. Hey, Mom, you look different.
Oh, it must be my hair. I had it done a little differently. You like it?
Yeah, it makes you look older.
Thank you. Well, that beauty parlor just lost me. Honey, what's this about a canoe?
Oh, Mr. Peterson up at the lake has a used one he wants to sell for $25. I told Beaver if he'd earn half the money, I'd give him the other half.
But, honey, do you think Beaver's old enough for a canoe?
Well, I don't think we need to worry about it. By the time he earns $12.50, he'll probably be so old he won't want a canoe.
I hope you're right.
Oh, thank you.
Beaver, what are you doing?
I'm just looking at the want ads for a job.
Find anything there you could do?
No. Most of them say you gotta be a college graduate. How can they say that, Wally?
Listen, if they didn't ask for college graduates, parents couldn't make their kids go to college.
That's the way it works, huh? Hey, here's one, Wally. Handyman wanted. Afternoons only. $5 a day.
Beaver, that situation's wanted.
Isn't the situation a job?
Yeah, but this guy wants a guy to hire him. You gotta find a guy that wants to hire a guy.
Boy, no wonder so many people are out of work. They probably can't understand these goofy ads.
Well, just stay over there and the help wanted.
I tried that before, but all they say is men wanted, women want it, and couples want it. They don't have any kids want it.
No, it's mostly on account of the child labor laws.
Child labor laws? What's that?
That's a law they got to keep kids from working. They had it in civics. In the olden days, they used to have kids sweeping chimneys and working in factories and working underground in mines and stuff.
Gee, how come they stopped all that neat stuff?
I don't know. Guess they were losing too many kids.
Oh.
be the way you should get a job is you should go around to places like the drugstore and the market and ask them.
You got it, huh?
Well, sure. Some guys might tell you to get lost or chase you away with a broom. It's good training for life.
But I don't want training for life. All I want is a canoe.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hello, Wally. You seen your brother?
Well, the last I saw him, he was down at Martin's soda fountain. He'd already had two sodas and hadn't got up enough nerve to ask for a job.
Oh, Wally, why didn't you ask Mr. Martin for him?
See, Mom, I didn't want to feel like a creep in front of the guys helping my brother.
Hey, Beaver. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Beav.
What were you doing in there?
Looking for a job.
Selling ladies' nightgowns?
Of course not. Well, I was going to ask them if they needed a boy, you know, to sweep out and clean the windows and stuff like that. But when I got in there and saw all that creepy underwear looking at me, I sort of chickened out.
Hey, Beav, but if you get a real job like that in a shop, you got to have a work permit and then a social security number and all that stuff.
What's a social security number?
Oh, that's when you get too old to work. The government pays you for doing nothing.
Gee, how old do you have to be?
Real old? About 30 or 35, I guess.
Gee, if I ever got that old, I'd feel funny paddling a canoe.
Hey, Beaver, you gonna get a canoe?
Well, I might. Mr. Peterson down at the lake is gonna sell them for $25, and my dad said if I earned half the money, he'd pay the other half.
Hey, Beef, if I tell you a way to make money, you take me out in your canoe?
Sure, how?
Selling frogs.
Frogs?
Yeah, I know a guy will buy them for 25 cents a piece.
Well, where'd he catch them?
Well, you know Miller's Pond where the cattails are sticking up and the water smells bad?
Yeah, that's a neat place.
There was over 100 million of them there.
There is? Boy, 25 cents a piece. Gee, thanks, Richard. You could have a couple of hundred rides in the canoe for this. 25 cents a piece.
Well, the boy's gone.
Hi, they came down early, got their own breakfast, and left. Beaver left this.
Gone to Miller's Pond with Wally. We'll be back for lunch. Your son, Theodore Cleaver.
Honey, why do you suppose they go there? And so early.
Yeah, probably looking for a place to moor that canoe.
You didn't weaken and give him the money, did you, Ward?
Oh, no. But you know how Beaver is. He's absolutely sure he's going to make it.
And if he doesn't find a job, I suppose you'll make one up for him around the house.
No, I think that'd spoil it for him. He wants to do this on his own. And anyway, he's at the age now where he recognizes a made-up job.
Got him.
Boy, he's a beauty.
How many is that, Beav?
$5.75 worth.
You know, Beaver, this is kid stuff.
Then how come he came with me if it's kid stuff?
I don't know. But if you fell in the pond and drowned or something, they'd find some way to blame me.
Hey, there's one.
Yeah. Wow. He's a giant.
He's a bullfrog.
How can you tell?
Well, because bullfrogs have a croak like a man, and cow frogs have a croak like a girl. He's a bullfrog, all right.
Does it make any difference to the guy who's buying them?
No, but I guess it does to the frogs.
It's your age to be a frog and be a cow frog.
Well, that's about, I'd say, $6 worth.
Hey, there's one.
I don't know, he's pretty far out.
Maybe I can reach him. Here, hold on to my hand.
Okay.
Just a little more. Beaver, how come you didn't hold on to me?
I couldn't. Well, my hands were slipping from frog slime.
Boy, Beef, we should got a mess of frogs.
Yeah, and I've been looking in here, and I think maybe I made friends with some of them already.
Beaver, how can you make friends with a frog?
Well, gee, some just look at you. You know they're friends with you.
Boy, and you give me the business about getting mushy over a girl.
Hey, Beaver. Hi, Richard. Hi, Gilbert. Did somebody throw water on you guys?
Now, we've been catching frogs.
Well, how many did you catch?
$6.25 worth.
That's half of my half of the canoe. You want to take them over now to the guy who buys them? Nah, we got a day off from school on Wednesday. Let's take them over then, and this way I can get some more. Oh, okay. Boy, you guys smell. We know it, but we got a reason. You know, you'll never catch me frogging.
Why not?
Well, you think I want to get all covered with warts? Hey, Rich, what's this guy you know do with all the frogs he buys?
Well, he croaks them, and then he sends them to different schools.
Schools?
Well, yeah, where they study to be doctors.
I never met a frog doctor before.
You can't be a people doctor without operating on frogs first. That's how they find out what makes people sick. You know, frogs are just like we are.
They sure don't look like it.
Well, they do inside. Hey, have you ever seen a frog cut up?
No.
Oh, well, they got lungs and a heart and a liver. They even got tonsils.
And mine are out.
Yeah. I bet Dr. Graham took a frog's tonsils out before he took yours out.
Hey, you know, maybe that's why he always wears rubber gloves, so his hands won't smell like a frog.
Cut it out, Gilbert.
Honey, have you seen my big dishpan?
Sure, I just saw it out in the garage. It's full of frogs.
Oh, no.
Well, there wasn't room in Beaver's old plastic wading pool for all of them.
Honey, you know, I think you ought to do something about those frogs. They make the place smell sort of swampy.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of like them. I woke up last night, heard them croaking, took me right back to the farm.
Well, that's fine, Reuben. As long as you're going to keep them around here.
Well, just till Wednesday.
Well, I'm willing to put up with them until Wednesday. But, honey, I wish you'd speak to Beaver and see they're gone by then.
All right, dear. I'll talk to him.
Honey, where would a man buy frogs?
I don't know. Maybe a pet store. Maybe he's just one of those lucky fellows who never grew up.
Look, Wally, they're starting to feel at home.
Yeah. They'll feel even more at home when we get the water lily pads from the pond for them to squat on.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Chucky. Did you get them?
Yeah, I had 118.
Well, don't open the box. Flies will get away.
They're all dead. You want to count them?
Nah, I trust you, Chucky.
How many rides in the canoe does that make, Beaver?
Let's see. At 50 flies a ride, that's two.
Tito.
Hey, Chucky, where do you catch them at?
Oh, I swatted most of them. I stole some from spider webs. Then I put an ice cream bar on the sidewalk. I got 36 that way.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Well, look what Chucky brought him, Dad. Dinner. Nice, fresh flies.
Yeah, well, that's a fine-looking bunch of frogs you have there, Beaver.
Show him Smiley, Beef.
This is Smiley. He's my favorite. Doesn't he look like he's smiling?
Oh, yes, sort of.
Look at how I tickle him. His eyes close. I think he's getting to know me.
You want to feed him some flies, Mr. Cleaver?
Oh, no thanks, Chucky. Not right now.
Did you talk to the boys?
Uh-huh.
Are they going to get rid of the frogs by Wednesday?
Well, I didn't talk to them about that.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Jill, I didn't have the heart. They've become real pets to the boys, especially Beaver.
Pets? Frogs?
Oh, I know it's sort of hard for a girl to understand, but a boy can get pretty attached to a pail full of frogs. Beaver even calls one of them by name. Smiley.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to get used to them.
You'd like to come out and see Smiley eat flies?
No, thanks.
Hey, Beav, look what I got for you.
Dragonflies?
Sure. My biology teacher says that frogs just love dragonflies.
Oh. Come on, fellas. Boy, have I got a treat for you guys. Beaver, do frogs get married?
Well, they don't have weddings like people do, but they have husbands and wives and raise families.
Oh, I wonder if frogs' kids go to some kind of frog school when they're little.
Well, not like we do, but their dad teaches them, well, how to swim and catch flies and protect themselves against their enemies.
Enemies? Gee, I never saw a frog fight.
Oh, they don't fight. When they see an enemy, they just hop away to a safe place.
Are they scared?
Oh, no. They're not chicken or anything. They just don't dig fighting.
Oh.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Beaver.
Well, I think I made it.
Made what?
How much is 50 times 25 cents?
Yeah. $12.50.
That's right. And that's how many frogs I got. Now I can buy Mr. Peterson's canoe. You said you'd pay half.
Well, yes, I know. Of course, you'll have to convert the frogs to cash first.
That's easy. All I have to do is take them to this man who buys frogs tomorrow.
Beaver, who is this man that buys frogs?
I don't know, Mom. Well, just some friend of Richard's. You know, your hair looks different.
Oh, I had it done again. Do you like it?
Yeah, it makes you look even older. Well, I gotta go feed my frogs.
Ward, you said it would take him a long time to earn that canoe.
Well, I didn't know the frog business was going to turn out to be such a bonanza. Anyway, he still doesn't have the money.
No, but if Richard does know a man who buys frogs, Beaver has a canoe. And you have a responsibility.
Yeah. Somehow it always seems to come back to the father, doesn't it?
46, 47... 48.
Well, that last one was Elsie. You counted once already.
Oh, okay. 48. 49.
Hey, you're one short. Smiling makes 50.
Oh, okay. Come on, let's put them in the bucket.
Where are we going to take them, Richard?
To them out at the laboratory.
Well, laboratory? Well, sure, that's where they croak them. Croak them? Well, yeah. Then they stick them in alcohol and send them to schools. What do they do that for? Well, so college guys can cut them up and learn about their insides. Gee, I didn't know that. Well, sure, come on, let's get going. I just remembered, I got to do something for my mom.
Go ahead, I'll load them. Put Smiley in.
Well, it's an all-day job.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, on account I forgot about it until now.
Oh, okay. Then I guess we'll have to do it tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Beaver, what's the matter? You don't look so good. Well, you look like you did that time Angie and Valentine got sick in the back of the school bus.
It's okay. I'll see you, Richard.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Beaver, a lot of places use frogs to experiment on.
Yeah, but I thought the man just collected frogs on account he liked them.
What difference does it make as long as he buys them?
Well, I don't like the idea of my frogs being croaked.
Well, it doesn't matter to a frog.
Well, it matters to me.
Well, Beaver, it looks like you're going to have to decide between the frogs and the canoe.
Gee, Dad, I thought you'd say something like that.
June? Oh, June.
Hi, Ward.
Oh, hi. Where's Beaver?
Isn't he out in the garage?
No, and the frogs aren't there either. He must have decided to sell them after all.
Oh, I wish he'd kept them.
I thought you didn't like them.
Well, it must be hard to give up something you're that fond of, even when it means a canoe.
You know, for an ex-girl, you're very understanding.
Wally, you
find him?
Nope.
Did you go over to Richard's house?
Yeah, and his mother said he went somewhere with Beaver.
Ward, it's 7:30.
Well, he's probably gone with Richard to take the frogs over to that man. Wally, did he mention the name of the place?
No, he just said it was some guy that buys frogs.
Hey, Beaver.
Son, where have you been?
Getting rid of my frogs.
Did the guy pay you the money for them?
I didn't sell them.
Well, why, wouldn't he buy them?
No, I took them over to Miller's Pond and let them go.
Smiley, too?
Yeah. You know, I think they were happy to be home.
Well, Beaver, I guess they're a lot like people. Everybody's always glad to be home.
Well, I know I am, but I'm hungry.
Hey, Beav, how much money you got?
$1.27. Boy, you know, Wally, I sure wish I was an Indian.
Why an Indian?
Because all Indian kids got canoes for free. Just thought I kind of they were Indians. Boy, I'll bet by the time I raise the money, Mr. Peterson will have sold the canoe.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Beaver, looks like you're a little short there.
I'm a whole lot short, Dad.
Why, everything's expensive nowadays. You take my car, for instance. They want $15 to polish it. Job's not worth a cent over 12 and a half.
I could do it for you, Dad.
Oh, would you do it for 12 and a half?
Well, sure. I'd even pay it for that.
Well, just a polish job's all I need. All right.
Hey, Wally. Do you think Dad knows this means I get my canoe?
Sure, Beaver. Dad's car doesn't even need polishing. You know, it's pretty neat having a father who understands about canoes.
Yeah, but it's even neater having one who understands about frogs.
With Barney Fife off to the big city of Raleigh, somebody had to try to fill his size 7.5B shoes. Actor Jack Burns debuts as Deputy Warren Ferguson in episode 162, The Bazaar, coming up next on The Andy Griffith Show. Stay tuned.